Welcome to Conversations on Healthcare with Dr. Majid Siddiqui from Elmwood Immediate Care, 2949 Elmwood Avenue in Kenmore. Now, here's your host, Dr. Siddiqui.
Interesting to note that both Muslims and Jews have the same religious greeting based on the concept of peace. Muslim says Assalamu Alaikum and the Jew says Shalom Aleikum. Both mean the same things. Peace be upon you. This is a beautiful way to greet people, and it's certainly something that the world could use right now. Not only do the religions of Islam and Judaism have a lot in common. Example, believe in one God, avoidance of pork, etc., but even their holy languages are very similar. Arabic is the holy language of Muslims because that's what the Holy Quran is written in. And for the Jews, it's Hebrew because it's what the Torah and the rest of the Tanakh is written. Both Arabic and Hebrew belong to the Semite family of languages, so also the religions, and are therefore very closely related, folks. Now, I quote Bible, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." Reference, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4. So folks, our God is one and is the only God. So this moronic hatred in disgusting primitive ways is very shocking. Today, I'm going to talk on well-accepted in the society and cause another turmoil. Marijuana, folks, my way of presentation as usual is to take you back in times and then bring you to modern times with modern research and knowledge. So let me take you back in times. I already quoted Bible. Now let me quote Quran. Quran in chapter 5, verse 93. What does Quran says about drug use? Satan's plan is to sow enmity and hatred among you with intoxicants and gambling and to hinder you from remembrance of God and from your prayer. Will you not then give up? Then I quote Prophet Muhammad said 1,446 years ago in his recorded saying, "Of that which intoxicate in large amount, even a small amount is haram, that is prohibited." This is recorded in his sayings in Ahmad, Abu Dawud, and Tirmizi. My fellow Americans who are using cannabis sativa plant, typically known as marijuana, and it has got lots of names that I'll mention you later. And this is used to relax or treat pain, anxiety, or difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep. United States of America, so many states have warmed towards using cannabis, that is marijuana. But different states' policies are to feed their revenue coffers, continues to outpace the harmful effects on brain of the users of marijuana, folks. To date, 33 states of my nation, United States of America, with Washington, D.C., which is not a state, have fully legalized so-called medical marijuana or cannabis for recreational purposes. 11 states, including Washington, D.C., legalized marijuana for recreational use by the adults. Around 2010, marijuana hash oils appeared and dispensaries began to carry early versions of budders, saps, and waxes. These are the terms they are using now. They were not common before legalization of recreational marijuana used in so many states of my nation. By 2015, these newfangled high-potency waxes and extracts started appearing in American schools. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment started tracking dabbing, D-A-B-B-I-N-G, on its annual Healthy Kids Colorado service or survey. I have heard of concentrates and didn't know what dab of marijuana from Dance Move. In fact, it wasn't for another 2 years until one of my medical students, Johnny, left for Colorado State University that we found a nectar collector in his dorm room and said, "What is this stuff?" I was told it's dab with a surprised look on the face of another student, giving an impression these professors of the university needs to be educated by me. Well, I was not educated at that stage. However, in 2019, it is reported that 10.2% of high school students are using dabs. And of those who admit to using marijuana, 52% report dabbing, a nearly 70% increase in only 2 years. Folks, conversely, have you ever heard of dabbing? No, that's not hip-hop dance. Dabs are extracted from concentrates of tetrahydrocannabinol, in short, THC, the chemical cannabinoid in marijuana that makes users high. Here, how dabs are made. It's a chemistry lab. Cannabis flowers are run through a solvent such as butane, ethanol or alcohol, or propane. The tetrahydrocannabinol leaves the plant material and dissolve into this solvent. The concentrated tetrahydrocannabinol solution is filtered to remove most of the solvent and is dried in a tray. The result is a sticky, bronze color, oily substance that looks like beeswax or earwax, for your understanding. These can be additionally processed into distillate, which are more pure tetrahydrocannabinol oils and extracts. Dabs are a chemical, not a plant, and they are highly potent, containing 99% tetrahydrocannabinol or cannabis or marijuana. Dabs are typically heated on a hot surface with the vapors inhaled through a dab rig or dab pen. Folks, look how they work hard to produce this highly toxic, highly concentrated tetrahydrocannabinol or marijuana or cannabis. Dabs are usually called by the consistency such as shatter, wax, butter, crumble, life resin, or pull and snap. These are the terms they're using. Many advocates, usually in states where recreational marijuana is legal, defend dabbing as no worse than smoking pot. But they are full of BS. Dabbing carries a lot more mental risk for development of schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, folks. These mouthful things. An addiction then more addictive than smoking. And it leaves the tetrahydrocannabinol aren't regulated or restricted by any controlling authorities in the United States of America. It's a free world over there, and it's flooding the market. Dabbing isn't the only way high-potency marijuana is delivered to my countrymen. They are also smoking. This refers to the dried flowers of the marijuana plant. In practice, it could include seeds, bits of stems, shredded leaves as well. Users often refer to any cannabis plant matter by the catch-all term flower, herb, bud, or commonly grass. Until 1990s, tetrahydrocannabinol potency in herb average 3 to 5%. Now it varies between about 12 to 25% depending on the cannabis strain, with an average of 15.6% in 2018. Growers continually increase the herb potency. They keep on increasing through selective breeding of the plant, and they boost the strain from 30 to 40%. Tetrahydrocannabinol, this is usually smoked using a pipe or a bong or rolled in a joint or blunt. That's why it's called joint as well. Tetrahydrocannabinol is even now available freely as eatables. Yeah, eating, that is edibles such as candy and brownies. Edibles are made either directly with the dried flower or with tetrahydrocannabinol concentrates. So potency varies widely. Be aware that one package such as candy bar could contain 1,000 milligram or more. So the serving size consumed is extremely important for the toxicity it causes on the brain. Vaping such as oil and distillates is another way. Users vape high tetrahydrocannabinol oil in a pen. Distillates go through an extra refinement processes to remove the additional compounds. Once the tetrahydrocannabinol has been distilled, it is recondensed, and the finished product can be anywhere from 15% to 99% concentrate that you can put under the tongue, dab them, smoke them, ingest them in a capsule, or infuse them into edible. Now, wait, folks, wait. Folks in the market are now available. Other products such as tetrahydrocannabinol-infused soda, tampons, yes, suppositories, toothpicks, etc. The pot industry has created countless ways to get tetrahydrocannabinol into the body, literally through any opening. Kids are trying to hide from their parents and guardians, right? Well, what you really need to know this as parents, even today's more potent marijuana plants contain 28% tetrahydrocannabinol or higher, with one grower boasting to over 40%. While the weed was rolled in 1970s, hippie days, and 1980s was 2.5% of tetrahydrocannabinol. Dabs, on the other hand, are more than 3 times more potent than the strongest marijuana plant. A dab is no longer a plant. Dab aren't natural. They are chemicals. I've shown you how they make it. Now, let me read a write-up on the bag of cannabis concentrate made by extracting tetrahydrocannabinol called Scooby Snack Shatter. That reads, there may be long-term physical or mental health risks from use of marijuana, including additional risk for women who are or may become pregnant or breastfeeding. Use marijuana may impair your ability, just like they do the commercial nowadays of new introduced drugs. Use of marijuana may impair your ability to drive a car or operate machinery. The product was produced without regulatory oversight for health. See, safety or efficacy. This product complies with testing requirement. How can they comply? This packaging is child resistant. Oh, great. And while so many kids are exposed to it, this product is intended to be inhaled. The war on marijuana is now over, folks, unfortunately. Dab to marijuana, what crack is to cocaine, depending on potency. One dab is like smoking 3 to 5 joints at once. For example, an edible brownie contains 1 serving of tetrahydrocannabinol, which is 10 milligrams. If you have variant like Shatter, that is 65% tetrahydrocannabinol. 1 gram is actually 650 milligrams of tetrahydrocannabinol. Okay, let's listen to the guys praising weed.
Checking for ganja, checking for weed. High grade we smoking, yes indeed. Checking for ganja, checking for weed. You know we ain't gonna smoke until we age them. And if you love cannabis, say yeah. Yeah. And if you love sense in me, I say yeah.
Everybody's without it, no good time. Raise up the chalice in the morning. Linky man bless, I am man bless. Load up the chalice in the evening. Fireman bless, herbalist bless. The herb me really want a lot. The chalice from the coconut. Grains in my brain, it make me cough. And on me choke a lot. Get the medication from the herbs, so me float a lot. Anybody try to fight the weed, then I choke a lot.
Cannabis, THC good for our brain. It make me feel the pain. It take us to a higher plane. Cannabis, CBD good for our brains. It make me feel no pain. We like sinful jungle strain. Pass me the weed and let me cut it up. In other chalice, we are gonna load it up. And then we spark it. When we take a draw, it make we feel good vibes, yeah. It is the healing of the nation. Yes. And it's good for our generation. Oh.
Every day I'm smoking the finest herbs. Moonlight take me high to the sky, make me fly like birds. One thing alone when me know can calm my nerves. Yeah. And the good sense in me, yeah, that me want in my world. Yo, and the finest we smoke, you nothing like grass. High grades we want, you something like class. 100% we something like pass. After we burn it, then we run the right grass. Give me wisdom, knowledge, if you give me eye marks. Coke to inhale, feel giddy, I not. Now see me a dance, a floss with a floss. A strictly good earth to my thoughts. If you are
medical, oh yes. That's a diva. Oh well, talking sense to me, yeah. So divine. Give me that indica.
Oh, what should I say? That kind of BS. I'll give you a simile on cognitive strength of people using cannabis. And they are high on tetrahydrocannabinol. 2 hippies are walking along a railroad track, stoned. One hippie says, "This is really a long, dreadful staircase, man." The other hippie says, "I don't mind the stairs, man. It is the effing low handrail that is killing me." Folks, weed doesn't make you cool, it makes you high. He who smokes weed on the toilet is high on the pot. Weed users may be described by the people around as lazy due to its usual sedating effects when consumed. Despite being called such, there is one area that users excelled their weed consumption, and that is looking for names. I already gave you quite a few names at the start of my show of their precious marijuana. Provided that weed in general are still illegal in most cities, regions, and countries, people have used alternate names to weed to escape or deter the attention of police. For many years, and regardless of gradual acceptance of weed in the limelight, it is still a crucial topic and covered with controversial issues up to this day. Despite being illegal in the federal law of the United States, weed has a belief that it has a great potential in therapeutic capacities that benefit people. In addition to no regulatory oversight, here's what's worse. Dabbing has become popular among the young people. Dabbing is a practice of inhaling vaporized marijuana. Many kids started dabbing by the age of 14 years. Yeah, most of the time their parents don't have a clue. Girls can buy tampons laced with marijuana nowadays, folks. Moreover, you see, dab vapor doesn't have the typical stink of a skunk. Yeah, it smells like a skunk. This skunky smell most marijuana smoke has, it may not even have a scent at all nowadays. Now, people are provided with marijuana that does not have the stink of a skunk. People are able to escape detection by the skunky smell taken off that has often choked the breathing of their loved ones or nearby folks who do not smoke marijuana. So kids can do it behind the parents, back at home, their teachers, back in school. Vaping tetrahydrocannabinol doesn't always make you breathe stink in the same way tobacco and grass do. So they don't have to be quite as sneaky. Vaping devices can look just like nicotine vaping devices. So check the cartridges, parents, or the loved ones. They may tell you they are just vaping, but be aware they could be vaping tetrahydrocannabinol, marijuana, or cannabis, whatever names they put in. Vaping can refer to nicotine or tetrahydrocannabinol, both, while dabbing is only for marijuana. Maybe you think young users are just being typical teens. Maybe you think marijuana is harmless because it's legal. Maybe you think your child is getting straight, as so marijuana can't be affecting him or her. That is not your kid, because you go to synagogue, church, or mosque or masjid. Legalizing marijuana to me is for revenue raising measures only to the state's revenue coffers, folks, to put it very bluntly, based on my nearly 40 years of experience as a doctor. Folks, now let me present the scientific facts to you for my talk today. However, until mid to late 20 years of age, a person's brain is still developing. And intoxicants can damage brain development, hence one reason why 21 is the legal age for alcohol, pot, and cigarettes, except so-called medical marijuana when the legal age is 18, and an oxymoron. Is because people don't actually get a prescription. It is recommended off-label, but numerous medical studies show dabbing can slow mental development and cause depression, as well as trigger schizophrenia. And these mental illnesses, such as bipolar disorder, both faces of mania and depression, alternates here, that can lead to even suicide in such high proportion. I also work for the mental health system in New York State. In USA, among people aged 12 years or older, in 2021 survey, 18.7%, that is 52 million Americans, reported using cannabis in the past 12 months alone. According to National Survey on Drug Use and Health, in 2022, an estimated 8.3 of 8th graders, 19.5% of 10th graders and 12th graders in United States schools reported using marijuana. That in their language, cannabis, hashish, ganja, or popularly called among the Indian American kids, Bholenath ka prasad, in the past 12 months. It's getting very well accepted in the schools, folks. Among the Americans aged 12 years or older in 2021, over 1 million American kids were diagnosed of cannabis use disorder. Total of 52.5 million Americans suffers from marijuana use, cannabis use disorder. Marijuana causes impaired thinking and interferes with person's ability to learn and perform mental tasks. Tetrahydrocannabinol disrupts functioning of the cerebellum, the hind part of your brain, and basal ganglia, which is right inside the brain substance. The brain areas that regulate balance, posture, coordination, and reaction time. All these get affected, my dear folks. Memory impairment from marijuana use. The research shows that tetrahydrocannabinol alters the function of the brain area in the hippocampus. That area is responsible for memory formation and if that's affected, it impairs the process of information for cognitive activities. Now, here's another simile. What's the difference between a drunk and a stoner? Yeah, difference between drunk and a stoner. The drunk will run a stop sign. The stoner will wait for it to turn green. Folks, another simile. How did the pothead burn his ear? He answered the phone while ironing his clothes.
You're listening to Conversations on Healthcare with Dr. Majid Siddiqui from Elmwood Immediate Care, 2949 Elmwood Avenue in Kenmore. Call 716-800-3040. Hometown WLVL, 1340 AM.
For all your healthcare needs, trust Elmwood Immediate Care and Family Physicians. With 37 years of experience, Dr. Majid Siddiqui cares for patients of all ages. From pediatrics to geriatrics, you'll be seen by medical doctors with on-site state-of-the-art machinery for emergency or routine care. Located at 2949 Elmwood across from Kenmore Mercy, walk-ins are welcome, most insurance accepted. Payment options are available. Call 716-800-3040 for Elmwood Immediate Care and Family Physicians.
Let's get back to Conversations on Healthcare with Dr. Majid Siddiqui from Elmwood Immediate Care in Kenmore. Once again, Dr. Siddiqui.
I got a thing for marijuana. Surrounds me like a sauna. When I get with you, I wanna tell the world how much I love ya.
I am a cannabis man, got a joint in each of my hands. Mexican or Panama red, this true love will never end. Oh, how I love you. Marijuana, marijuana. Oh, how I love you. Marijuana, marijuana.
I'm in love with marijuana. Makes me feel just like an iguana. I know I like you like no other. In the morning, I'm always looking for you, man.
I am a cannabis man once again. Got the grass in the back of my van. Colombian or San Samia.
Skunky mama, she is my prima donna.
I am a man. Mary Jane man. Smoke a bong or aluminum can. Let's light up this dying spliff. Roll them up, we'll hotbox it out.
Get some marijuana, headed down to Tijuana, driving in a van that's made of ganja, just to prove how much I love ya.
I am the Prince of Pop, got the river inside my sock. Northern Lights are purple power, oh, how I love this flower.
Folks, folks, at times or many a time I heard patients asking me, come on, Dr. Siddiqui, marijuana is as good as anything could be. It doesn't damage my brain. Folks, brain has barrier for protection and it is called blood-brain barrier. But tetrahydrocannabinol, in short marijuana, being highly lipophilic, quickly breaks this blood-brain barrier to get into the brain. I have many patients that they defend aggressively.
Dr. Siddiqui, we heard your sermon that I do not accept. Cannabis has no side effects at all.
Heavy marijuana users are often recalcitrant to me, folks, to accept the problem. This leads often to expensive, unnecessary tests and frequent mental hospital visits. That I am one of the doctors for a mental hospital here in New York. In my practice, the patients who regularly use marijuana, that is cannabis, for a long time, also present to me with episodes of vomiting, severe nausea, abdominal pain, and dehydration, diagnosed as cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, CHS in short. Now, the study I present is to show that marijuana does affect the brain. Here is a research report on postmortem brain concentration of tetrahydrocannabinoid, that is marijuana, and of the products of its metabolism in the brains. Of airline pilots, 11 cases involved in lethal aviation accidents recorded in medical research. Folks, research showed that it takes up to 6 months totally stopping marijuana for people to feel better. If they do not budge to the craving, cannabinoid was present in 6 out of 10 pilots, that is 60%, involved in lethal plane accidents in that study. Now allow me to speak the problems that it creates. Bipolar disorder or living with bipolar disorder. Bipolar disorder, formerly known as manic depression, is a condition that affects your moods, which can swing from one extreme to the other. People with bipolar disorder have periods of episodes of depression, feeling very low and lethargic, to mania, feeling very high, overactive. Less severe mania here is called hypomania. The high and low phases of bipolar disorder are often so extreme, they interfere with everyday life of the marijuana user. Who's affected could be the question. Bipolar disorder is fairly common, and 10 in every 100 adults will be diagnosed with this condition at some point in their life. Bipolar disorder can occur at any age, although it is often develops between the ages of 15 and 19. And rarely develops after 40 years of age. So people who start smoking that young are definitely going to have a bipolar disorder. Men and women from all backgrounds are equally likely to develop bipolar disorder. Symptoms of bipolar disorder depend on which mood you are experiencing. Unlike simple mood swings, each extreme episode of bipolar disorder can last for several weeks or even longer, and some people may not experience a normal mood very often. The high and the low phases of bipolar disorder are often so extreme that they interfere with everyday life, I emphasize. However, there are several options of treating bipolar disorder that can make a difference. The aim to control the effects of an episode and help someone with bipolar disorder live life as normally as possible. The following treatment options are available. Medications are available to prevent episodes of mania and hypomania, which I said earlier, less severe mania, and depression. These are known as mood stabilizers and are taken every day on long-term basis. Medications to treat the main symptoms of depression and mania when they occur. Learning to recognize the triggers and signs of an episode of depression or mania is also very important, folks. Psychological treatments such as talking therapy, which can help you deal with depression and provides advice about how to improve your relationship, because relationships are all destroyed in any addiction. Lifestyle advice such as doing regular exercise, planning activities you enjoy that give you a sense of achievement, as well as advice on improving your diet, getting more sleep. It is thought using combination of different treatment method is the best way to control bipolar disorder, folks. Help and advice for people with long-term condition on the carer is also available from charities, supports group, and association. Bipolar disorder and pregnancy is quite a difficult situation. Bipolar disorder, like all other mental health problems, can get worse during pregnancy. You can speak to your healthcare professional who are pregnant and who have been diagnosed bipolar disorder. If you're trying to conceive or become pregnant, you do that before that. The management of bipolar disorder during pregnancy for those who are trying to conceive. This is a serious business, folks. You're going to affect the fetus. A written plan for managing the treatment of a pregnant woman with bipolar disorder should be developed as soon as possible with the psychiatrist and the obstetrician or midwife, whosoever is involved. Cannabis or marijuana users often suffer from depression too, part of the bipolar disorder. You may initially be diagnosed with clinical depression before having a future manic episodes. These alternates, sometimes years later, after which you may be diagnosed with bipolar disorder. During an episode of depression, you may have overwhelming feelings of worthlessness. During an episode of depression, you may have also overwhelming feelings of helplessness and hopelessness, which can potentially lead to thoughts of suicide. What is depression? Folks, everyone has spells of feeling down. That is not what I'm talking about. But depression is more than just spending a few days feeling sad or unhappy. Depression can make you feel persistently sad and down for weeks or months at a time. While some people believe that depression is trivial and not a genuine health problem, it's actually a real condition that affects around 1 in 10 people over the course of their lives, folks. It impacts people of all genders and ages, including children. Studies show that around 4% of children in the United States of America between the ages of 5 and 16, yes, 5 and 16, are depressed or anxious. I have seen that on the pediatric floor of the mental hospital that I work. I'm now trying to emphasize these mood effects. I'm often asked by my patients who are marijuana users that, "Do I have depression, Dr. Siddiqui?" Many patients ask me, in privacy as well, in a softer way. My answer is depression has a range of different symptoms, folks, and it can affect everybody differently. The symptoms include feeling very tearful, feeling hopelessness and sadness and losing interest in things you enjoyed before. It is also common for people with depression to have symptoms of anxiety. Physical symptoms happen with the depression too. These can include feeling tired all the time, getting poor sleep, losing your sex drive, losing your appetite, and feeling aches and pains in your body. If the symptoms are mild, you might simply experience a persistent low mood. It's common to feel stressed, sad, or anxious. So don't just mix that up. During difficult times in your life, and low mood can get better after a short time. Rather than being a symptom of depression, low mood and depression are two different things. Difficult events and experiences can leave us in low spirits or cause depression. It could be relationship problems, sleep problems, stress at work, bullying at work, bereavement, chronic illness or pain. Sometimes it is possible to feel down without there being an obvious cause.
You're listening to Conversations on Healthcare with Dr. Majid Siddiqui from Elmwood Immediate Care, 2949 Elmwood Avenue in Kenmore. Call 716-800-3040. Hometown WLVL, 1340 AM.
For all your healthcare needs, trust Elmwood Immediate Care and Family Physicians. With 37 years of experience, Dr. Majid Siddiqui cares for patients of all ages. From pediatrics to geriatrics, you'll be seen by medical doctors with on-site state-of-the-art machinery for emergency or routine care. Located at 2949 Elmwood across from Kenmore Mercy, walk-ins are welcome, most insurance accepted. Payment options are available. Call 716-800-3040 for Elmwood Immediate Care and Family Physicians.
Let's get back to Conversations on Healthcare with Dr. Majid Siddiqui from Elmwood Immediate Care in Kenmore. Once again, Dr. Siddiqui.
What a proud weed smoker. I bang my head on wall at times to break the wall. Now here is a simile. Why did the dad sneak pot into his carry-on during a trip to Iceland? I bet he wanted a guaranteed sighting of Northern Lights. I was often informed that marijuana relaxes the users. So many times that I couldn't stick to my medical facts. Folks, please, if it is stress at work, be stress at work. It is reported work-related stresses at a level they believed was making them ill are 40% of American workforce. 40% of American workforce. That's 40% of all work-related illnesses, very high potency to cause prolonged psychological problems, including stress, anxiety, and depression, are behind 1 in 5 visits to a primary care physician. Some pressure at work can be motivating. Take it that way. But when it comes excessive, it can eventually lead to work-related stress. Stress is the adverse reaction people have to excessive pressures and demands placed on them. Stress symptoms include a pounding heart, which we call palpitations, a dry mouth, headaches, odd aches and pains, loss of appetite, loss of libido, that is sex drive. What causes work stress? The main reasons given for work stresses include work pressure, lack of support from the managers, work-related violence and bullying. To help manage stress, you could try tips to relieve stress, breathing and relaxation exercises for stress, practicing good time management, downloading steps to deal with stress. There are many, many ways. A simple guide to stressing less and enjoying life more, folks. The way you deal with stress can lead to unhealthy behavior, such as smoking and drinking alcohol too much, which might increase your risk of heart, hypertension, stroke. I've gone in the previous programs on that. Once this vicious cycle sets in, it is very hard to come off. So don't find refuge in cannabis or marijuana, my dear folks. So what's the difference between low mood and depression? Since I was talking about it, a general low mood can include sadness, feeling anxious or panicky, worry, tiredness, low self-esteem, frustration, anger. However, a low mood will tend to lift after a few days or weeks or sooner. So that doesn't mean you find an answer going on to weed. Making some small changes in your life, such as resolving a difficult situation, talking about your problems of getting more sleep, can usually improve your mood. I can assure you, when it comes to low mood, folks, everybody suffers the low mood. That doesn't mean you need to be treated. Our pill-popping society of United States of America want a pill for everything. Which is the problem? Here the pill. Now marijuana is coming in capsule too, with bottles marked for depression. What a pathetic state. Depression is a low mood that doesn't go away, can be a sign of depression. Symptoms of depression can include the following: low mood lasting 2 weeks or more, not getting any enjoyment out of life, feeling hopeless, helpless, feeling tired or lacking energy, not being able to concentrate on everyday things like reading the paper, or nobody reads now papers, the papers all disappeared from my nation, or watching television, comfort eating, losing your appetite, sleeping more than usual, or being unable to sleep, having suicidal thoughts and thoughts about harming yourself. You know, most of the people that I see in the mental hospital, they are cutting themselves. Their wrist, hoping to bleed to death, lying in the bathtubs. One of the female I saw yesterday took out her cigarette lighter and tried to burn her leg with that. She came with burns, third-degree burns. Depression can also come on at specific points in your life, such as winter months, when it's called seasonal affective disorder, appropriately SAD, sad. And after the birth of a child, be careful if a newborn mom is showing signs of depression. There have been cases before the courts of law where mom allegedly killed the baby. Now going to mania, another phase of bipolar disorder due to use of marijuana. Here, a clinical presentation of bipolar patient. One of my female patients in her early 40 years of age, who vehemently defended her habit of cannabis use since she was a teenager.
Dr. Siddiqui, I'm not able to sleep for over 3 days. I laugh out loud with no outside trigger, complains my boyfriend. I feel the need to constantly move. I'm pacing and frequently dancing. I have a surge of hypersexuality with people I come across. The postman yesterday again, Doc. I purchased Louis Vuitton Prada bags for $3,500 on my credit card and maxed it.
This is a typical presentation, folks. It's not a laughing matter. Male voice. When I talk, so many males are dependent.
Another patient. Dr. Siddiqui, I'm feeling very low due to my hopelessness, helplessness, and worthlessness. Life is not worth living. This world would be better off without me. I don't like to get off my bed. I sleep all the time. I have no motivation to attend to my job or activities of daily living.
Yes, yes, this is a typical example of depression and the female of mania, the highs.
During a manic phase of bipolar disorder, you may feel happy and lots of energy, ambitious plans and ideas. You may spend large amounts of money on things that you cannot afford and would normally want. Hypersexuality, having sex with multiple partners, not feeling like eating or sleeping, talking quickly, and becoming annoyed easily are also common characteristics of the manic phase of bipolar disorder. You may feel very creative in manic phase and view the manic phase of bipolar disorder as a positive experience. However, you may also experience symptoms of psychosis where you see or hear things that aren't there or become convinced of things that aren't true. Psychosis is a mental health problem that causes people to perceive or interpret things differently from those around them. This might involve hallucinations or delusions. The two main symptoms of psychosis are hallucination, where a person hears, sees, and in some cases feels, smells, or tastes things that are not there. A common hallucination is hearing voices, where a person believes things that, when examined rationally, are obviously untrue. For example, thinking your next-door neighbor is planning to kill you. The combination of hallucination and delusions thinking can severely disrupt the perception of thinking, emotion, and behavior. Experiencing the symptoms of psychosis is often referred to as having psychotic episode. Now, let's listen to another song. What a state of mind. His own only $100 bill in his pocket. He rolled it to smoke pot. Do you know, folks, if there are five drunk guys, we'll start a fight. Five stone guys will start a band. That's how these songs are made. With due apologies to those presenters, please. Because it affects me. The nation is getting to a stage when everything that is harmful is becoming so very legalized. One day, David, a patient of mine, confessed to me, Dr. Siddiqui, I stopped smoking weed the day after I spent 30 minutes looking for my phone under the bed while using my phone's flashlight.
So what causes psychosis? Schizophrenia, a condition that causes a range of psychological symptoms, including hallucinations and delusions, folks. Bipolar disorder, a mental health condition I have emphasized with you with the episodes of depression and mania. Psychosis can also be triggered by traumatic experiences, stress, or physical conditions such as Parkinson's disease or brain tumor, or as a result of drug misuse, alcohol misuse. I don't think these are misuse to me. Both are of any use. They cause addictions. How often a psychotic episode occurs and how long it lasts can depend on underlying cause. For example, schizophrenia can be long-term, but most people can make good recovery about a quarter only, have a single psychotic episode related to bipolar disorder. We usually resolve too, but it may recur. So people have to consider their addiction when it is causing such serious problem. A patient of mine came out at me once again, "Dr. Siddiqui, cannabis is good." But I did my best to explain again and again, just like in this program, this may be because these substances and marijuana can provide short-term symptom relief, although they usually make symptoms worse in the long term. It damages the brain. People with psychosis also have a higher than average risk of suicide, folks. It's estimated 1 in 5 people with psychosis will attempt to commit suicide at some point in their life. And 1 in 25 people with psychosis will kill themselves. These are the figures available for anyone to find out. The two main symptoms of psychosis are hallucinations, where a person hears, sees, and in some cases, feels and smells. As I told you earlier, this is a part of schizoid disorder, folks. What causes psychosis? I was asked, grilled so many times that I feel at times so much frustrated.
"Dr. Siddiqui, how often a psychotic episode occurs and how long it lasts?" quizzed my patient, David Akin, whom I call on face Dr. Google. Everything you are getting from the Google, folks, I have tried to explain what psychoses are, but I cannot make a dent into that. To get the treatment, we have antipsychotics, we have cognitive behavioral therapy, we have family therapy. We are so helpless as medical professionals at time, folks. I come to end of this program because Mr. Miller is moving in his chair and the clock says I should say bye to you, and I love you all, and I really apologize if I hurt anyone. Okay, folks?
You've been listening to Conversations on Healthcare with Dr. Majid Siddiqui from Elmwood Immediate Care, 2949 Elmwood Avenue in Kenmore. Call 716-800-3040. Hometown WLVL, 1340 AM.